I want to be honest and in total disclosure, I'm a little skeptical about this because my mother, I know my mother, she would have made it somehow. She, if anybody could have made it back. I actually had a dream that my mother got caught trying to get back. and they took away her privileges.
Like other side customs?
Yeah. She's in solitary confinement now, my mother.
No, they probably have a cooking.
Yeah, probably. But what, no, she, that would be punishment. She wasn't a great, but when did you discover, first of all, that you had this ability?
I was about 15 years old. I was I would say a very skeptical person myself. My mother, her mom, my grandmother, they used to have psychics come to the house all the time. My father, when he was alive, was a New York City police officer, military guy.
Uh-huh.
Not a believer.
Yeah, I can see kind of convincing him
a believer at all. And basically, you know, I wasn't allowed to be around the subject matter as a kid growing up. And then as I got older, my mother would just say, don't tell your father, it's not worth the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And but I adopted his kind of like, you know, my mother and grandma a little about this. And I didn't really buy into it. And then they had a woman by the name of Lydia Clark, who was a psychic. She came to the house.
Yeah, she's a famous psychic.
She's nationally known. Right. And she came to the house, and she didn't really do that at that time. And she told my mother she would come under one condition, and my mother said, what? She said, I want to meet your son. And my mom thought that was a dangerous thing because I was the obnoxious 15-year-old always going, do-do-do-do-do-do, like making fun of the subject matter. Right. But she said to me, be on your best behavior, don't tell your father, and don't embarrass me because this woman's become a friend. Uh-huh. And I was like, whatever. And then I wound up having a reading that day. And she was very accurate, and she told me then, that it was 1985, that I would be an internationally known psychic, I would lecture around the world, be on television and write books, and I remember thinking, okay, how psychic could this lady actually be?
Yeah, really.
Because I don't believe in what she's doing, why would she try to get me to join a club?
So, let me ask you, I'm trying to think what you feel, I'm trying to feel what you feel, trying to understand what is it like to be...
It's really natural, and that's one of the things that, you know, one of the reasons why I agreed to kind of take this work more publicly is to educate people that, one, you don't need a psychic, and two, you don't need a medium. You can actually connect with this energy in your own lives if you recognize it. So if you raise your level of awareness and understand it, you can recognize how your own mother or your family, your grandparents, whether it be song on the radio, a dream. Dreams are really, really big. Not every time you have a dream of somebody is it them coming through to you. But then there's those moments where there are visits, and it's a very, very profound thing where you know that it's them.
Yeah, I just got an email from my brother, my younger brother, and he said he just had one of those dreams where he said I was so comfortable, I was with him. He was talking about my father, and it was I think we'd all love to. Would I love to talk to them right now? You know, I'd love to know what my mother thought that Tony Bennett was on the show. You know, it'd be like a big thing.
But how cool is that? Is to know that, you know, just maybe. And I think it's important to be skeptical. And I say this, I do this work, and to this day I'm still skeptical. But there's a difference between being skeptical and cynical. And I don't think you're cynical. I think you're skeptical, and I think everybody should of the subject matter. Right. This way, you really appreciate the experience when it happens.